One of the things that sets the violin apart from other instruments like the piano is our ability to play with vibrato. This gives the violin a shimmering and warm sound and is really one of the things that makes people fall in love with the instrument and allows us to emulate the human voice. Learning vibrato is a long process, but there is a method to it. It's something that can be practiced, and with the right guidance, a lot of practice, and a whole lot of patience, you can learn and add to your playing. This technique is, I think, the most exciting for people when we are ready to learn about it, because it's something that professionals play with all the time. Unless you're listening to a Baroque recording, we don't ever really hear professionals playing without vibrato. So similar to a ballerina dancing on point, when you're in those early stages of training before you've got your point shoes or before you're playing with vibrato, it's hard to imagine how you're actually going to sound like a quote unquote legit violinist. Vibrato, along with having a beautiful tone, clear intonation, and excellent bow control, are what sets a beginner violinist apart from the pros. So I completely understand the excitement of wanting to learn this technique. And as a teacher, it is something that from day one, I want all of my students to be able to do eventually. This is the first episode in a 3-part series all about violin vibrato, which is in honor of a new course that I'm coming out with in April 2024. I will tell you more about that later on, but if you're listening to this as it comes out, I will be teaching a live masterclass on vibrato for anyone who is in their early stages of getting ready to learn vibrato or is starting to learn vibrato. And I'm really excited to be able to meet with the violin class listeners, answer questions, and go through this process together. If you're listening to this after April 2024, the class will be available on my website as a course, which will be linked in the description below. Welcome to Violin Class. My name is Julia. I'm a violinist and a violin teacher. And on this podcast, I share advice to help you learn the violin as an adult. If you enjoyed this episode, if you found anything helpful, I would really appreciate it if you could take a minute to leave a rating or a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And to anyone who has left one already, a big thank you. That really helps me to grow the show. I have an accompanying free ebook as part of this vibrato series where I put together an entire guide of preparing for learning vibrato, the exercise, and a lot of the theory behind vibrato. So if you would like a written accompaniment, you can download that on my website at violinclass.co/vibrato. Without further ado, let's get back into this week's episode. So to kick off the vibrato series, I thought I would start by sharing all of the steps that go into learning vibrato. That way you know what to expect, especially if you're just starting out, even if you're not quite ready to get into learning the technique itself. You can consider this to be a bit of a roadmap, how to get from zero experience with vibrato to being able to play with a beautiful, relaxed vibrato on every note that you play on the violin. Before I get any further, I know that there are some people who are brand new to violin here. I thought I would actually demonstrate playing a passage with and without vibrato, just in case you're not familiar with the techniques. You can really hear the difference and know what all the fuss is about. So here is a short excerpt without any vibrato. And now the same excerpt with vibrato. So as you heard, that first excerpt that I played hopefully still sounds nice, but it really feels like it's missing something. And the second one with vibrato really enhances the sound. It sounds warmer and just more pleasant to listen to. By the way, if you recognize the excerpt I just played and you want some brownie points, then send me the name of the composer or the piece. You can DM me on Instagram at violinclassco or email me at violinclasspod@gmail.com. Vibrato is not a beginner technique, but that doesn't mean you can't do anything to prepare. In fact, in a couple weeks, I'll have a whole episode on how to prepare for using vibrato even as a beginner. So if you're listening to this later on, that episode will be out already on Violin Class Podcast. But in reality, setting up vibrato starts on lesson one, because so much of being ready for vibrato has to do with having the fundamentals of violin position and posture in place. So here are some of the things that I am looking for in my students when I am making the decision of whether or not I think they're ready for vibrato. The first is how they're holding the violin, that they're using the right part of their head, not leaning down from the neck, but instead keeping the spine straight as they're holding the instrument. I also want to see that the student is able to hold the violin without any hands. Just for an example, I am not using a shoulder rest. And you can see if you're watching the video version that my violin actually dips down and falls. I can't really support it without my left hand. That is going to really hinder vibrato. It's not that it's impossible to play this way, but for beginners, we want to help ourselves out as much as possible. And so that's why finding a good setup is really important to being ready to play with vibrato. Other things that I'm looking for are a really relaxed left hand and, most importantly, the left thumb position. What I really want to avoid, because it's going to lead to a lot of issues later down the road, is collapsing the left thumb and squeezing your left hand. It needs to stay very, very relaxed. If I were to go and try to knock your thumb off of the violin, it should come right off. It shouldn't feel like there's any resistance or any squeezing of any sort in order to have a really good vibrato. Your teacher is going to be the one that's going to make the call for you if you're studying with a teacher of whether or not you're ready for vibrato. But if it's something that you're really interested and very, very motivated to learn, I would encourage you to let them know, because there are certainly things that you can do to get prepared. And there's no better motivation than getting to learn vibrato sooner to address some of those fundamental techniques that I've been talking about. So now let's get into how vibrato works and the mechanics of it. So what vibrato is a rotation of your fingertip on the string in the way that it shortens the length of the string just a little bit to make a very slight change in pitch. So I'm going to actually demonstrate this very slowly so you can hear what vibrato in slow motion sounds like. And faster. And full speed. What I'm doing is I've got my fingertip on the string, and depending on which motion I do, and I'll talk about the two types of motion in a second, I'm pulling back my finger so that the knuckle loosens and goes from a curved shape to a straighter knuckle. And then it comes back and forth, always pulling back. That's the key with vibrato. We need to always go below the note and never above. So there are two types of vibrato. There is arm vibrato and wrist vibrato. There are different schools of thought as to which one you should learn first. I'm going to be going in great detail in the vibrato class with arm versus wrist, but I thought today I would demonstrate both so you can see how they sound and what they look like if you're watching the video version. An arm vibrato is exactly what it sounds like. You're moving the arm back and forth, and that motion is what creates the movement of the finger, and again, a rotation of the fingertip by pulling the knuckle back and forth. I'm going to play a really exaggerated arm vibrato. We'll be right back after this quick break. The Violin Class Podcast is brought to you by my very own private violin studio. If you want to bring your violin playing to the next level, if you find that you're stuck on a certain technique or a piece, you're having trouble making progress, I would love to help you work through whatever challenges that you're working right now on violin. So if you're looking for a violin teacher to help guide you in your progress, or if you're self-teaching and looking for a one-time lesson to check in and work together to make a plan for your violin playing going forward, I would love to work with you. I've been teaching violin online to adult amateurs of all levels for over a decade. So if you are interested, you can reach out to me at violinclasspod@gmail.com or through my website at violinclass.co/contact. And yes, beginners are always welcome. On that note, let's get right back into the episode. And you'll notice that it's got a very wide and resonant sound. This is good for when you're digging into the string, you're playing these really intense passages, and you want that really wide, intense sound. That's not to say you can't control it and make it narrower or faster, any of those things, but generally that's the sound you're going to go for when you want those bigger moments when you're playing the violin. So now let me demonstrate a wrist vibrato. This is going to be more subtle. It's going to give you, in my opinion, more control, and you're going to be able to play with a narrower sound and have a bigger range of motion with the wrist vibrato. So this is going to look and sound like this. Let me play both side by side because it's probably going to sound pretty similar if you don't have the two compared together. So really, I think the biggest thing you'll hear different in both of those is just the overall tone quality that you get. The first one's going to sound more open, wider, the second one faster, and maybe a little bit more shimmery too. I think that's a good word to describe that texture. And those are the two types of vibrato that you want to be able to play with for different situations. Each is going to give a slightly different sound and a different color to your playing. No matter which one you learn first, you do want to make sure that you have great understanding and control of both. Now that we understand how vibrato works physically, let's get into the process for learning how we learn vibrato step by step from beginning into being able to play vibrato everywhere. So there are four stages to learn the vibrato. The first one is when you're really laying down the foundations. In a couple weeks, I'll come out with an entire episode of all the things that you can be doing here in this step to be preparing for the actual pre-vibrato exercises. From there, when you've got a little bit of experience playing, you feel comfortable with your setup, you are sure that all of your upper body is very relaxed when you're playing, you're ready to go into playing some pre-vibrato exercises. And these can be done quite a bit before actually going into vibrato. And I would recommend to do as much research as you can in this phase so that when you actually get to vibrato, you know exactly what to expect. You know how it's all going to be laid out, and it'll make sense to fit into your violin practice. In the pre-vibrato exercises here, we are building flexibility and strength in our fingers. And essentially, you're getting used to these new motions that we're asking our hands to do. A lot of these are going to happen without the bow, so they're silent exercises, and they're really the violin equivalent of conditioning. We are really focusing on a specific muscle group and moving the hand in a way so that we build muscle memory and eventually it becomes like second nature. So spending more time in this phase is going to help you get an actual vibrato quicker. The next step, when you're familiar with all of that, is getting into actually playing vibrato with the bow, which is super exciting. And the way that I teach this in my studio with my students is we first start on just one finger at a time, and then we move into transitioning between different fingers, and then eventually string crossings as well, until we can build up to playing an entire scale with vibrato. And I will say here, I call it vibrato, but at this stage, it's not really a vibrato. We're in like a pre-vibrato vibrato where everything is going to be very, very slow. But once you can play a scale with a slow, beautiful, relaxed vibrato, then we're going to look into playing this in context. And so here I will pull out some pieces that my students can then practice their vibrato on, and we're listening to a whole bunch of different things at this stage. We're listening for a relaxed sound, evenness in the vibrato, and making sure that everything feels very, very relaxed and wide. What we really want to avoid in these beginner stages is narrow vibrato. Now, that's not to say that you should not play with a narrow vibrato eventually, but when it's done incorrectly and unintentionally, it's generally caused by tension. This stage generally lasts a long time because understanding how to play with vibrato and how to do the motions and actually being able to pull that out on the fly in all of your repertoire is not the same thing. So we stick with those easier pieces for quite a while until you really can play through them. You really can be consistent with it. And over time, with a lot of practice and checking in with your teacher, eventually you're going to be able to start integrating vibrato everywhere whenever you want to hear it. When we think of vibrato, a lot of the time we pair that with more lyrical passages and really slow music. But we also generally want to play with vibrato in fast music as well, but there is a cutoff as to where we stop. Obviously, when we play a presto with a lot of 16th notes, we don't have time to vibrate. We want to progressively work up to being able to play vibrato on progressively shorter lengths of notes. Because again, the goal is to be able to control this technique and be able to use it whenever you want to give a certain emotional effect. So once the student is capable of using vibrato everywhere, whenever they want, the work does not end there. The next step is to add some tools to your toolbox here, and that's giving yourself a bigger range of vibrato to play with. So this is where things get really fun, because there are all these parameters like speed and amplitude that we can just slightly modify, and each is going to give us a very different effect. I'm going to play a few recordings for you of two very different styles of vibrato, and you'll hear what I mean. Each of these styles of vibrato give the violinists a different flavor to their sound. Just like you'll be able to recognize a vocalist, a singer by their voice, so too can you sometimes recognize a violinist by their sound, and that includes the sound of their vibrato. One violinist who I think has a very distinctive vibrato is Hilary Hahn. Her sound is extremely even. Like, she really is the pinnacle of excellent violin technique for me. That's why I always refer back to Hilary Hahn. She is just a textbook when it comes to proper violin technique. So you can never go wrong watching her play. I'm going to play a short excerpt of a lyrical piece played by Hilary Hahn, and I want you to listen for how even her sound is and how this really gives her playing a distinctive personality. So as you can hear, Hilary Hahn's playing is just so even. It's actually amazing how she can get that even of vibrato. What I mean by evenness is just the consistency of all of the waves, the wah, 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 wah. They're spaced out almost perfectly. That, along with her very even bow speed, gives this piece that kind of landscape quality. It feels very peaceful. And among the tools that she's using to achieve that sound is her vibrato. It's a very conscious choice, and I think it fits beautifully for this particular piece. Now let's listen to a different example with a violin that plays with a very different technique and has a very different sound than Hilary Hahn, and that's Maxim Vengerov. He has a very, very intense sound and a very intense vibrato, and he uses that intensity to project a very different type of energy. So now let's listen to that, and you'll see what I mean. So he's intense, right? And of course, I've chosen a very different example of a piece. The Ravel Tziganes is a completely different experience than the one I played by Hilary Hahn. But here you'll notice that he really varies in his speed of vibrato very often. And he uses that along with his bow choreography, the intense crescendos, and the way he's building up the phrase is very exciting. It has you kind of on the edge of your seat. You're waiting for what he's going to do next. Again, a conscious choice in the vibrato. It's one of the tools that he is using to achieve this message that he's trying to send with his playing. If you want to hear the rest of those recordings, I will be linking them in this week's newsletter. So make sure you're signed up for that at violinclass.co/newsletter. Once you've learned the ins and outs of vibrato and you're able to apply them to your pieces, that's the next step. It's being able to have full control over a range of different factors that go into vibrato to the point where you're actually planning out exactly how you want to vibrate on each note. Because, you know, we talk about speed, for instance, playing with a fast vibrato or a slow vibrato. But in reality, when we're playing in context in, for instance, a violin concerto, you are constantly messing with that speed to give interest to the passage. If you're just playing with a fast vibrato or just playing with a slow vibrato, that's going to get boring quite quickly. The violinist is making a plan of exactly how they want to build up a phrase, which notes they want to sound more intense, more lyrical, more connected. All these types of things, and then are making a decision on which type of vibrato they're using, at which speed, which amplitude, and which combination of arm and wrist vibrato. That sounds like a lot because it is, and it takes years of laying the foundations to have the control to do that. As the violinist is developing their palette of vibrato of all of these beautiful colors that they can add into their piece, it takes a lot of planning before it becomes second nature. But it does become a habit just like anything else. Vibrato is a technique that the more you practice it, the more it comes to you naturally. For those of you who are in their early stages of vibrato, it may seem very daunting to know the kind of things that you're going to have to be able to do as you progress in violin. But I'm telling you, it never really feels much harder because as you have more things, you also have more and more control and more experience with using vibrato. I think it's really important to begin with the end in mind and know what you're working towards as you take those early steps in your vibrato journey. That's why I'm putting together a vibrato course, which again, you can attend if you're listening to this before April 2024, or that you can follow on your own later on, because this is going to give you a step-by-step method for how to not only learn vibrato, but then also practice it and integrate it into the context of your pieces. Vibrato is a long-term project. It's something that you're going to be making incremental progress at, chipping away at it over the years. But if you go about it in a methodical way and you practice regularly, you are going to develop a beautiful vibrato. And let me tell you, it is one of the most rewarding things as a teacher when I have a student who's starting to develop a vibrato and they're getting to their first piece where they're really starting to be able to play with it consistently. And I just love to hear them play the way that they imagined they were going to be playing with vibrato and to really be able to convey what they're hearing in their head. And it's something that I want all of my students to be able to do because it's a critical part of being a violinist. Vibrato is what sets our sound apart from other instruments, and it can feel very elusive, but it's a skill just like anything else and something that we can practice and get better at. There's a method to it. There's a method and a process for learning it, which I'll be walking you through step by step at my live vibrato masterclass on April 13th, 2024 at violinclass.co/vibrato masterclass. There will be time to get direct feedback from me, and you can ask any of your questions that you have about vibrato or playing the violin in general. And in the meantime, you should download my free ebook, which gives you a little bit more of the theory behind vibrato and some of the things that you should know going into learning the technique. And this is the first episode of a 3-part series on vibrato. So if you are in those early stages or you're not quite ready for vibrato yet, you're a beginner, then the next episode is going to be for you. It is all about what you can do to prepare for vibrato as a beginner, including some pre-vibrato exercises and all the stuff that you can do without your violin starting right away at home. So that's it for this week, and I'll catch you guys at the next one.